Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
ശ്രീ ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമ ഹരി ഓം ഓം സഹനാവതു സഹനോ ഭുനക്തു സഹ വീര്യം കരവാവഹൈ തേജസ്വിനാധീതമസ്തു മാ വിഷാവഹൈ ഓം ശാന്തി 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 തപസ്വാധ്യായ ഈശ്വര പ്രണിധാനാനി ക്രിയായോഗ സമാധി ഭാവനാർത്ഥ ക്ലേശ തനൂകരണാർത്ഥശ്ച അവിദ്യാസ്മിതാരാഗദ്വേഷാഭിനിവേശാഃ പഞ്ചക്ലേശാഃ അവിദ്യാക്ഷേത്രമുത്തരേഷാം പ്രസുപ്തതനുവിച്ഛിന്ന ഉദാരാണാം അനുദ്യാശുചി ദുഃഖനാത്മസോ നിത്യശുചി സുഖാത്മഖ്യാതിരവിദ്യ ദൃഗ്ദർശനശക്തിയോരേകാത്മദൈവാസ്മിത സുഖാനുഷയീ രാഗഃ ദുഃഖാനുഷയീ ദ്വേഷഃ സ്വരസവാഹീ വിദുഷോപി സാരൂഢോ വിനിവേശഃ തേ പ്രതിപ്രസവഹേയാഃ സൂക്ഷ്മാഃ ധ്യാനഹേയാഃ സദ്വൃത്തയഃ ക്ലേശമൂലകർമാശയോ ദൃഷ്ടാദൃഷ്ടജന്മവേദനീയഃ സതിമൂലേതദ്വിപാകോ ജാത്യായുർഭോഗാഃ തേ ഹ്ലാദപരിതാപഫലാഃ പുണ്യപുണ്യേഃ ദത്വാത് പരിണാമതാപസംസ്കാരദുഃഖൈഃ ഗുണവൃത്തിവിരോധാ ച ദുഃഖമേവ സർവം വിവേകിനഃ ഹേയം ദുഃഖമനാഗതം ദൃഷ്ടദൃശ്യോ സംയോഗോ ഹേയ ഹേതുഃ പ്രകാശക്രിയാസ്ഥിതിശീലം ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാത്മകം ഭോഗാപവർഗാർത്ഥം ദൃശ്യം വിശേഷ വിശേഷ ലിംഗമാത്രാലിംഗാനി ഭൂനപർവാണി ദ്രഷ്ടാദൃശിമാദൃശുദ്ധോപി പ്രത്യാണപശ്യഃ തദർത്ഥ ഏവ ദൃശ്യസ്യ ആത്മാ കൃതാർത്ഥം പ്രതിനഷ്ടമപ്യനഷ്ടം തദന്യതാധാരണത്വാത് സ്വസ്വാമിശക്തിയോ സ്വരൂപോപലബ്ധി ഹേതുസ്സംയോഗഃ തസ്യ ഹേതുരവിദ്യ തദ്ഭാവാത് സംയോഗാഭാവോ ഹാനം തദൃശേ കൈവല്യം വ്യഖ്യാതിരവിപ്ലവാ ഹാനോപായഃ തസ്യ സപ്തധാ പ്രാന്തഭൂമി പ്രജ്ഞാ യോഗാംഗാനുഷ്ഠാനാത് ശുദ്ധിക്ഷയേ ജ്ഞാനദീപ്തിരാവേകഖ്യാതേഃ യമനിയമാസന പ്രാണായാമ പ്രത്യാഹാരധാരണ ധ്യാന സമാധയോ അഷ്ടോ അംഗാനി അഹിംസാ സത്യം അസ്തേയ ബ്രഹ്മചര്യ അപരിഗ്രഹ യമാഃ ജാതിദേശകാല സമയാവനവിച്ഛിന്നാഃ സാരഭൗമ മഹാവ്രതം ശൌച സന്തോഷ തപസ്വാധ്യായീശ പ്രണിധാനാനി നിയമാഃ വിതർക്കബാധനേ പ്രതിപക്ഷ ഭാവണം വിതർക്കാഃ ഹിംസാദേഹ കൃതകാരിതാണുമോദിത ലോഭക്രോധമോഹപൂർവകാഃ മൃദുമധ്യാദിമാത്ര ദുഃഖജ്ഞാനാനന്ദഫലാ ഇതി പ്രതിപക്ഷ ഭാവണം അഹിംസാ പ്രതിഷ്ഠായാം തത്സന്നിധൌ വൈരത്യാഗ സത്യപ്രതിഷ്ഠായാം ക്രിയാഫലാശയത്വം അസ്തേയ പ്രതിഷ്ഠായാം സർവത്വപസ്ഥാനം ബ്രഹ്മചര്യ പ്രതിഷ്ഠായാം വീര്യലാഭ അപരിഹസ്ഥൈര്യ ജന്മക ശാന്താസംബോധ ശൗചാത് സ്വാംഗജുഗുപ്സാ പരൈർ അസംസർഗ സത്വശുദ്ധി സോമനസ്യേകാഗ്ര്യ ഇന്ദ്രിയ ജയാത്മദർശന യോഗ്യത്വാണി ച സന്തോഷാദനുത്തമ സുഖലാഭ കായേന്ദ്ര സിദ്ധിർ അശുദ്ധി ക്ഷയാത് തപസഃ വിൽ വിൽ ഫിനിഷ് വിത്ത് ദിസ് സിദ്ധി നോ സോ യു കെൻ സ്റ്റാപ് കഫിംഗ് സ്വാധ്യായാദിഷ്ടദേവതാസംപ്രയോഗഃ തപഃ we saw now swadhyaya through swadhyaya to studying the shastra omkara japa you will gain the darshana the vision of ishta devata the deity of your desire the deity which you do puja of which you worship devaha rishayaha siddhascha swadhyay shilasya darshanam gacchanti so ishta devata means it can be of the deities it can be maybe rishis or it may be the siddhas the siddha purushas for the person who has this shila this habit to do swadhyaya to practice swadhyaya studying of shastras or doing the practice of yoga or the pranava japa he for him darshanam gacchanti these people they become visible they present themselves in front of them they have the visions of these people karyecha asya vartante iti and what is the use I see them I see you what is the difference I'll see the yogins like I'll see you there is no difference at least you are of some use to me But these yogins are of no use to me, then why should I be desirous to gain the visions of these people? Means, karyechasya vartantiti, they will be helpful in guiding you through the process of yoga. You might have attained some stages. After that, you are not ready to grow. Now, you are not ready to grow means you are not eligible to grow. So, at that point of time, they will guide you in such a way that you gain the eligibility and gain the knowledge. So, they will help you to grow. Their darshana is not just vision. It is also some dialogue. It is also possible that they can give, you can discuss with them your problems of sadhana. Samadhi siddhir ishara pranidhanat. Samadhi siddhir ishara pranidhanat. Samadhi siddhir ishara pranidhanat. Samadhi siddhi ishara pranidhanat. Simple. Over. This sutra, it has condemned all the previous sutras. Samadhi siddhi. Samadhi, you will gain accomplishment in samadhi. You will attain samadhi through Ishvara Pranidhana, through practice of Ishvara Pranidhana, by doing bhakti of Ishvara. Now, if this is what Ishvara Pranidhana is, what is the helpful means to gain samadhi, then why should I be practicing all that other yamas and niyamas? They are all useless really. I should really go for Ishvara Pranidhana. Now, we might be little intelligent, but Bhagavan, Bhashyakara, Vyasa, the other people, they have thought over this. Ishvara Arpita Sarva Bhavasya Samadhi Siddhi Yatha Sarvam Ipsitam Avitatham Janati Deshantra Dehantre Kalantre Chatato Asya Prajnyata Bhutam Prajjanati Prajaniti. So, here in Bhashya, he is not presented, but this is how you have to understand. Samadhi, you will gain, you will attain samadhi by practice of meditation on Ishvara, by worshipping Ishvara, by surrendering all your karmas to Ishvara. There is no doubt about it. The other practices of Yama and Niyama are to help you to do this bhakti in a proper way. To attain this stage, to do bhakti properly, you have to practice the other yamas and niyamas. So, they are a kind of prerequisite to do proper bhakti. For do Ishvara Pranidhana, you have to practice yama and niyama. To do Ishvara Pranidhana, and Ishvara Pranidhana is the key to gain samadhi. But to do Ishvara Pranidhana, you have those yamas and niyamas. So, Ishvara Arpita Sarvabhavasya, for the person who has surrendered himself, surrendered all his deeds, karmas to Ishvara, then Samadhi Siddhim, he will gain the Samadhi. Like, Yaya Sarvam Ipsitam. And through this Samadhi, Samadhi here is Sampragnyata Samadhi. So, this Sampragnyata Samadhi, through this Sampragnyata Samadhi, Ichitam Avitatam Janati, he gains the knowledge of things without any trouble. Whatever he desires to know, he will gain that knowledge. Deshantre, Dehantre, Kalantre cha. It may be in different desha, different place. It may be in a different body. This thing may be happening in different body. Or it may have happened or will happen in different period of time. So, there is no limitations to his knowledge by period, time or body, object. So, all the three kinds of limitations are limitation by body, limitation because of time, limitation because of objects. These three are removed. Space, kalakrita, dikrita, kalakrita, dikrita and sharirakrita. All these kind of three kinds of limitations can be destroyed, will be removed. Tataha asya prajna yatha bhutam prajanati, and because of that he will gain the knowledge. He will gain the knowledge of whatever, wherever, in whichever place. So he will gain the knowledge of that as it is, not as an imagination. So I can also say in the planet XYZ, this is what is happening. There is no cross reference here, but this is not like that for this yogi. He will gain the knowledge as it is, that is yogi pratyaksha. Uktaha saha siddhihi yamaniyamaha asanadini vakshyamaha. Now, these are explained for practice of yama and niyama. If you practice and practice yama and niyama, whatever siddhis you will be gaining, that was explained. Now, the next third stage is asana. Asanadini vakshyamaha. Now, we will start explaining the asanas. Now, really, the yoga starts here. Siddhis are over. Now, really, the yoga starts here. Through from the asana. Those two things, two states, yama and niyama, are prerequisites to gain the right eligibility to practice yoga, asana, etc. But otherwise, yoga starts from here. That's all. Tatra, in that, what is asana? Sthira sukham asanam. Sthira sukha asanam. Sthira sukham asanam. Sthira sukham asanam. Sthira sukham asanam. Sthira. Sthira sukham. Sthira sukham means sthiram sukham. That which is sthiram. In a position where you can sit without any disturbance for a period of time. That is sthira sukham. And that position, see, I can sit in any asana for a period of time. But the only problem is my knee joints, they will start paining. Now we are not talking about that also. Here we are saying sukham. It will give you peace, it will give you bliss, it will give you happiness also. There will be no pain there. You can say it is sukham physically or sukham mentally. Sitting in a position itself will make you, if you are able to sit in a proper position, that will give you a peace of mind, a mental peace. That itself is what is sukha? Peace is sukha. What is sukha? Peace. When you don't have any disturbance in the mind, that is what is sukha is. So, if you practice, if you are able to sit in a position, in a proper situation, in a proper asana, seating, then that is the asana, whichever method it may be. There are many asanas, we will see. Now, this is what they say, Patanjala Yoga. There is no Patanjali Yoga. Only this sutra, Patanjali Yoga. Yoga is, belongs to this sutra only. Over. There is no yoga taught here. Physical yoga, Hatha Yoga, I am talking about. But Bhashyakara, he says different asanas. Tadyatha, for example, Padmasanam, Birasanam, Bhadrasanam, Swastika, Swastikam, Swastikasanam, Dandasanam, Sopashrayam, Paryankam, Krauncha Nishadanam, Hasti Nishadanam, Ushtra Nishadanam, Samasansthanam, Sthirasukham, Yathasukham, Chaiti, Evamadini. So these are different positions in which you can sit. Padmasanam, Virasanam, these are the famous. See, he has Tadyatha, when he presents, Tadyatha, like this. Now, he is not limiting asanas to only these kind of, these number of positions. There are innumerable number of asanas. As many living beings in this world, as many asanas. You can say, as many living beings, they say Kukkutasana. They say Mayurasana, Vrishikasana. Like a scorpion, like a dog, like a lion. There are many asanas. So, these asanas depend upon the normal state of each of these living beings. A crane. If you lift one leg and stand, that's crane asana. So, different asanas according to the normal position of an animal. That is an asana. It can stand still peacefully without any disturbance. That is an asana. Now, what is asana generally, that which gives you peace. So there is an asana which is the best asana, which is shavasana, just lie flat. That is the best asana. And that is what, after all the practice of yoga should end with shavasana. Like the physical exercise, when you go to gym, they first, or when you practice any aerobics, etc., they first do some exercise to relax. Warming up exercise, they say. Like that, yoga should end with shavasana. So, there are different asanas. See, shavasana is also an asana. If you are able to sit in easy chair and peacefully without any disturbance, if you are meditate, that is also okay. If you can sit in a chair without any disturbance, that is also okay. There is no real necessity to stay in a situation. See, when Bhagavad Gita talks about asana, it says, you have to samsthapya, you have to keep your body in a position that your base, your neck, your head, shoulder, your head, all these stand in a straight line. That is what is an asana, a perfect posture for sitting. That is how Bhagavad Gita explains. But any asana, see, he says Krauch asana, Hasti Nishada asana, Ustra Nishadanam, Bhadrasam, Sastikasam, Dandasam, Sopashrayam. All of these asanas are not asanas which will keep your spine straight. There are some asanas here which will keep your spine in different positions. Now, you have to keep your spine straight. Now, there is no rule here. He makes it very clear. Sthira sukham. Sthira sukham. If you are able to gain this sthirata, and that without any pain, sukha means pain. If you are able to stay in a position without any pain, that is the asana you have to practice. Famous asana, maybe Padmasana, Virasana, Bhadrasana, maybe they are famous asanas, but this is not the only asana which you want to sit, you need to sit. You can sit in an asana where you don't have any pain. You see, if you are going to have pain in your joints, knee joints or any place, then your mind is going to create vrittis for pain, thought functions for pain. Now, you want to control the thought functions and you are generating new thought functions. What is the necessity to create new thought functions when you have to control the thought function? That is what is yoga. So, practice of asana should be that which does not disturb your thought function, which does not create any new thought function. That is what is sthira sukham means. You should not be disturbed sitting. There are people who make you sit for periods of time, lengthy periods of time, and make you meditate on the pain. Pain is a vritti. You are meditating on this pain. After some time, you meditate on this pain. You have pain in your knee joints, okay, meditate on that pain. After time, sometime you will not feel the pain. It is not that you will not feel the pain. Now, this pain has become an abhyasa, it has become a practice. Now, you are experienced with this pain. Now, you know it is a pain, okay, over. The pain is not disturbing you, but still the pain is. So, we are not talking about that kind of situation. We are talking about a situation where there is no pain. There is only happiness. It's like they say, diplomacy. What is diplomacy? Diplomacy is a situation, a way of speaking to say no, as though when you scold or when you say no, when you negate, this person who is receiving it should expect it again. He said, when will he scold me? If he scolds, it will be nice. Like that. That is the way. So like that, here also, when you practice this asana, it should not create any pain. It should not disturb you. Sthira sukham asanam. So the other, yatha sukham means as much as possible, it should give you the peace. Now, he has given so many asanas. We are not going behind all these asanas, because these asanas are study matter for hatha yoga. Hatha Yoga, Pratipika, etc. These granthas, these texts explain about these asanas. We are not bothered about it. Just any state of sitting which does not disturb your mind is the asana.